You guys hear that? All that Oscar buzz?
This is my chance to win an Oscar.
There's no acting at the Oscars.
If I acted finicky now, I'd win an Oscar.
You know, I once shot a whole movie without ever getting out of my car.
It is Feature Film Friday, Oscar edition. Welcome to the show, Dale M. Pollack. He's professor of cinema studies at the NC School of the Arts. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Dale.
Great. Good morning, Katie. Good morning, Jared. We ready for the Academy Awards?
We're ready.
Ellen DeGeneres is hosting this Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think she'll do a good job. She's done it before. She knows the drill, and she's funny.
She's very funny. Exactly. So let's go through these. Who is your pick? Because lots of people do an Oscar party or Academy Awards pool of sorts.
People dress up. They put a red carpet in their homes. Mm-hmm. They have food. Yes.
I don't think too many people will be dressing up for 12 Years a Slave this year.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't want to do that, do they?
No, I don't think. It's kind of a bummer.
So who do you have for Best Director?
For Best Director, the person who's going to win is Alfonso Cuarón, the director of Gravity. He won the Directors Guild of America Award, and for about 95% of the time, that says who's going to win the Oscar.
Okay.
So he's a lock for that award, I would say.
Yeah, and Gravity was, the movie itself, the storyline, I didn't really care about, but visually, stunning.
Yeah, the technical achievement in that film is groundbreaking.
All right, so what about Best Film?
Best Film, well, you know, this is going to be tough. A lot of people feel because Cuarón is winning Best Director, Best Film will go to 12 Years a Slave. Because their desire is, they're really strong. This was a great movie year. They're very strong films, and I think most Academy voters want to spread the wealth around. So I think 12 Years a Slave may well win Best Picture over Gravity or the other top contender, American Hustle.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave yet. I do want to see it, though. I don't like how they do that, though. It should be whatever the best film is, they won this.
I know, but you know, there's politics in the Oscars like there's politics in every office.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Just in this case, most of the Academy members have a lot of experience in the movie business. They know what they like, and they also know what's well made. And sometimes what's well made trumps what they like.
I see what you're saying.
Got it.
All right, who do you have winning the Academy Award for Best Actor?
Well, I think everybody pretty much agrees it's going to be Matthew McConaughey. He is on a career roll. Mm-hmm. He lost 60 pounds for this role. He's pretty amazing in the movie. He also got the film made, which Hollywood gives credit to the actor who makes sure that happens. So I think, again, this is a pretty easy award to predict that he's going to win for Dallas Buyers Club.
I read something in the paper where they're saying this era is called McConaissance.
McConaughey.
Well, you know, if you look at it, go back to Magic Mike and Mud, and he's just been, these are the best acting he's done in a long career. And there was a point where if he turned up in one more romantic comedy, everybody was going to completely give up on the guy. He rehabilitated his career.
I just realized that deep down inside, I mean, obviously I know that I love Matthew McConaughey, but I have been drawn to every single one of his films. I saw Magic Mike. I saw Mud. I just saw Dallas Buyers Club. I've seen all the other ones he's done, too.
You forgot the big one.
Which one? Well,
Wolf on Wall Street he was in.
He was?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Well, he's got the one great scene in Wolf on Wall Street where he inspires Leonardo DiCaprio.
I didn't know. I'll have to see it.
He's in the movie for 5 minutes, but it's a good 5 minutes.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I think you picked the right guy to become infatuated with, Katie.
Thank you.
Doesn't help. It doesn't hurt that he's attractive.
It does not.
No. All right, Dale, who do you have winning for Best Actress?
Again, I think this is an easy call. It's going to be Cate Blanchett from the Woody Allen film Blue Jasmine. You know, Woody Allen has been re-embroiled in controversy with his daughter, Mia Farrow, alleging sexual manipulation and all these other things. And so there was some concern, would this affect Cate Blanchett? Because actually, Dylan Farrow called her out in an article and said, why are you working with this man?
Right.
Yep, but I believe, you know, the only other serious contender for me is Amy Adams from American Hustle, but Cate Blanchett is just fantastic in Blue Jasmine. She's the best thing in the movie. She holds the film together. It's really about her, and she's an amazing actress, and I think she's going to get recognized this year.
And not that it matters, Dale, but has she won an Oscar before, Cate Blanchett?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she won for Queen Elizabeth.
Ah, okay.
Okay. She played in a wig and a lot of makeup, and most people didn't realize it was her.
Now, I think this is going to be ultra-competitive, Best Supporting Actor and Actress.
I agree. These are the two competitive categories. I think Jared Leto is going to win supporting actor for Dallas Buyers Club because he did the thing that the Academy loves. He transformed himself into almost another gender. He's a transgendered individual who, at first, if you remember Jared Leto from My So-Called Life and from some of his other work, he is unrecognizable in this film. Uh-huh. You would never believe it's him. There's also a lot of sentiment for Barkhad Abdi, the Somalian pirate.
Oh, yeah.
Phillips.
Yeah.
And he actually won the British Academy Award in this category 2 weeks ago.
Well, he was good. So, he was good.
He was good. And, you know, there's also Jonah Hill. This is a very competitive category. Equally competitive is Best Supporting Actress. And a lot of people believe because of the power of her performance in 12 Years a Slave, this brand new actress, it's her first film, Lupita Nyong'o, mm-hmm. she's a graduate of the Yale Drama School, is going to win. I don't think so. I believe it's going to be Jennifer Lawrence from American Hustle. American Hustle, I think, is going to get shut out of all the top awards. You know, it was the only film that had all four of its cast members nominated. Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Bradley Cooper, and Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is so different in this role mm-hmm. than the other roles she's played. I think Academy members are really impressed by her range. She's playing a blue-collar person who we've never seen her do before, and I believe she could sneak up and take this award.
She's a great actress.
Yes, she is.
All right.
She is, and again, she's at the kind of height of her career right now.
And I'll just throw it right back to you. It doesn't hurt that she's very good looking.
Yes.
Right now, Lupita Nyong'o is gorgeous
yes,
also.
Yes, yes.
You know, so... And Julia Roberts still looks pretty good, too, and she's a nice.
they all look good. Let's just be honest.
It's Hollywood.
They all look better than us.
Well, right. I'm not sure that June Squibb from Nebraska does, Jared. I think you might have it over her.
Okay, I'll Google her and feel better about myself looking better than some ugly actress. Okay, and for a tiebreaker, because we had six categories, if you're doing an Oscar pool, what's your tiebreaker?
The films nobody usually gets to see are the short ones.
Okay.
The animated short, the live-action short, and the documentary short in particular. I believe you will win your tiebreaker if you put on, for Best Documentary Short Subject, The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life.
Lady in Number 6. Okay, so
okay.
You can impress your friends if you just put
that
down.
This film will definitely win, I can guarantee it.
All right, if you don't, will you stand on the corner in a diaper? Or?
No, but what I will not cure it.
All right.
You took care of that.
Yes, I did.
What I will do is I will cater. If I'm not right, I will cater somebody's Oscar party next year.
Oh, how about
that's a bet.
KZL's Oscar party if we do one.
There we go.
All right.
That's the deal.
Well, Dale, we love your expertise. As always, we appreciate it and enjoy it.
You know, it's going to be a great Oscar show. Definitely worth watching this year. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.
He knows his stuff.
Yes.
That's why we love him.
Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday on 107.5 KZL, starring Dale and Pollock. Check them out at daleandpollock.com.